Is daf kuf ches. So this is a complicated sugya. This is where a lot of discussion, the poskim taruvis, comes out from here. We're going to take it very on a very superficial level. So the mission begins tipas chalav shenafla al hachaticha. If a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, just the chaticha, nothing else around it. So im yesh ba beno sein tam, if that milk imparts some flavor into the meat, ba'oso chaticha, in that particular meat asur. We're not concerned with anything around it. It falls just on that chaticha. It doesn't get mixed anywhere else. We just look at that chaticha versus the milk. If there's no same time, it's usr. If it's not, it's batal. Near as a kadera, let's say you shake it. You shake it right away. And Rashi points out you immediately shake it. So the milk falls in. If you just let the milk sit in the chaticha, we only care about the chaticha and the milk. But if it falls in, you immediately stir it, shake it, mix it around. So then you're able to take into consideration the milk up against everything else that's in the cholent pot, not only that particular chaticha. So the Mishnah says niyar es hakedera. If you shake it, mix it right away. So im yesh ba benos in tam boso kedera. If you have enough nisinas tam of the milk up against the entire kedera now, so then it's going to be aser. Otherwise, if there is no taste, it's going to be mut. It's going to be batal. So the Gemara says Amar Abai. Abai says tamo v'lo mamasho ba'alma deraisa. Abai says in general the concept of tam ki'ikar. Certainly mamashis, if the actual item is there, whatever the issue we're talking about, nevela, trefa, if it's there, that's certainly usur. But he's saying even the tam without the mamashis, if they put something, falls in a pot, chazer, nevela, and you take it out, so it's no longer mamashis there, but the tam, it was able to impart some taste in it, that he holds ba'alma is deraisa. That in general is deraisa. And that's learned out from bas b'chal. Bas b'chal, there are a few sources, there are three different sources how we know tam is k'ikr, that if there's taste, we view it as the actual item as being there. So one of them is basa b'chalav. So Bai assumes basa b'chalav is the source. So the Gemara says, we learn from basa b'chalav to all other Yisurim that ba'alma it's derais. Because the Isaac Adaydech says the Gemara, dirabanan. If you say all other Yisurim, tam k'ikr is only dirabanan, so why don't we learn from basa b'chalav? Why don't we use basa b'chalav as the model? So mibas b'chalav, my time alo garmina. Why wouldn't we in this havamina? Why would we not learn from bas b'chalav? Because it has to be a chiddush. So he says, if you're going to assume bas b'chalav is a chiddush, what's a chiddush by bas b'chalav? If you look at Rashi in the medium wide lines down, the first line, the top line, at the end, this is my time alo garmina mine. Why would one not learn from bas b'chalav as a source? Mishim de chiddushu. The shneim, what's the chiddush about bas b'chalav? The shneim, both the milk and the meat, min heter, zelavado vezelavado. Each one independently is mutter. They came into this world as a dvar heterim. Uchshinis arvu nesu. When you mix them together, it becomes a davar iser. That's a chiddush. That's chiddush number one. And chiddush number two says Rashi, oh, dishederech bishul nesu below achila. Bishul alone is aser, even without having to eat. And that's another chiddush, to have an iser bishul without there being an iser achila. So that's a chiddush. So that's the havamina. Why one would think, since bas b'chalav is a chiddush, you shouldn't learn other yisurim from it with respect to tam k'ikr. So now, if you're going to go along with that assumption, he's building something up here. He says, if you really assume bas b'chalav is a chiddush and stands in a category on its own, so then asks the Gemara back inside, I chiddush, if it's really true that bas b'chalav is a chiddush, af agav d'leka nosin tam nami. So then you shouldn't have to have even nesinas tam by bas b'chalav, it's v'chiddush. Why? Because if the chiddush of the bas b'chalav is that that you can't mix together meat and milk, so then the din would be, even without it, as long as you accomplish a bishul, we don't care about tam. It's all about bishul. And therefore, even a kosher, even if a drop of milk falls in a pot of a huge pot of cholent, there was a bishul that took place there, and we don't care about nisinas tam. So that's his line of question. Everyone with me? I'll say that one more time.
I don't understand what's the difference between deraisa and derabanan for this limud. Why is it saying that to prove that it's midaraisa, because if it's derabanan, it wouldn't be?
No, he's saying because the fact that bas b'chalav requires nesinas tam, that tells us bas b'chalav is not a chiddush. If bas b'chalav were be the chiddush, then even no tam would be asr.
No, I understand that, but what's the difference? Why is that to prove that it's midaraisa and it's not midaravana? He says
others have no other source for it. If bas b'chalav, he assumes bas b'chalav is the only source of tam kicker.
Okay.
So if tam kicker is a chiddush, you can't learn anywhere else from it. Everywhere else would only be in midaravana.
Right, so I would say the other way around. I would say that I can understand that if it's midrabanan, you can learn everything from there, but it's midoraisa, it's very specific. No. What's the reasoning the other way around?
Which other way around?
The reason that we can learn from Basar v'Chalav is because midoraisa, but if it would be midrabanan, you would say that it has a chiddush.
No. Basar v'Chalav is definitely deraisa. That's definitely the question is. If it's a regular din, not a chiddush, so you can learn a binyan av. If it's this place is aser, you expand it to everywhere else.
Right.
If bas b'chalav is a chiddush, then you can't apply it anywhere else.
Correct.
So that.
Why is he mixing up? It says here.
No, shari surim is derabanan. That would be.
You mean the other ones are
correct?
Are
exactly. Other ones would be there. He says it has to be the other ones. Again, if bas b'chalav is nesias tam, which the Gemara says is. Mishnah says that Bas B'chalav is Aser Bin Nesias Tam. That's a normal din. It's not a chiddush. And therefore, all other Yisurim are also Aser Midiraisa. Because if you were to assume that other Yisurim are Dirabanan, that means you can't learn from Bas B'chalav.
Okay.
Why can't you learn from Bas B'chalav? Because Bas B'chalav is a chiddush. Now, if Bas B'chalav really is a chiddush, so then anytime there's Bishul, I don't care about Nesias Tam at all. It should always be Aser, and we don't say that. And therefore, it must be Nesias Tam, and it's not a chiddush, and you can learn other Yisurim. And the Gemara says no. Amar Le Rava. Rava says Derech Bishul Aser Torah. Derech Bishul means whenever you cook something, there's always going to be some level of flavor. Bishul always creates flavor. That's what how Rashi understands this. Which means even though Bas B'chalav is about Nesinas Tam, it could still be a Chiddush, and you don't necessarily have to learn other Yisurim from it on a Derais level. That's what he says. It could still be a Chiddush and still be Nesinas Tam. And other Yisurim cannot be learned from it with regards to Tam Kikr. That's his calculation. Tosa says, in the end of the day, this is simply just a Dichri Ba'alma. We do assume, by Shar Yisurim, Tam Kikr is Aser across the board. How you figure it out, there are three different sources for this, but we do assume Tam Kikr is Aser Midaraisa, not only by Bas B'Chalav, but by Shar Yisurim. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, Kevin Shinasan Tam B'chaticha. Once some milk places, some impart some Tam, some taste in the meat, the chaticha atzma nasis nevela. That piece of steak that was once kosher is now considered nevela. It's chanan. We call it chatichas nasis nevela. So now it becomes a nevela. And now this nevela. So I once had steak with a tiny drop of milk, but now if there's less than 60, this entire steak is now viewed as a whole 15 pound steak that's all nevela, even though really only a little bit of it's milk. And now that chaticha, says the Mishnah, oseres kola chatichas kulon, it can now aser the rest of the pot as well, mipnei shehein mina, because since all the other pieces of meat are all min, and min bimino, the same min, and we hold like min bimino, according to Yehuda, at least he holds min bimino lobato, so everything else is aser. So I've got a huge pot of, I'm making a piece of meat. So yeah, exactly, so I got like 15 pieces of meat. Milk falls on one meat. There's no 60 of this meat connected milk. This whole meat now becomes aser. And now, since it's aser, it's now 15 meat. Everything else becomes aser as well because of Chanan. So then the Gemara says, Amar le mar zutra braid, the Rav Meri, the Ravina, michti, let's understand this for a moment. Rav, kiman amar le shmai, so who does he hold like? Ki Rabbi Yehuda, damar min, bimina labato. So now the Gemara says, Lema, let's suggest, pliga ad the Rava. It must be then that Rava argues on Rava. Damar Rava, kasava Rabbi Yehuda, kol shehu min, umino, vidavar acher. So if you have the min amino, you have meat and meat, those are min amino, and davar acher, that's a sauce, which is something different, that's ein amino. So what do? We learn from Rava, siluk es amino, remove the type. So now you have a kosher steak and non-kosher steak, those are the same min. So remove the kosher steak from the calculation. So you just have the non-kosher steak here, and all the other sauce, which is not mino. Just put those two up against each other, siluk es amino, again, remove the kosher meat as if it's not here, kimish eino. And the she'en omino, the sauce, which is not the same min, if it's rab alav, if it has more, 60 amounts times the amount of the non-kosher steak, umivatla, that should be mivato. So how come Rav doesn't suggest it? Rav says, min mino, you have different types of steaks here, it's all the min, it's all going to be usr, even though there might be a lot of sauce. He doesn't care about the ein omino, he doesn't care about the sauce that's there. And Rava does care about the sauce. That's there. So there's Machlokas Rav and Rava, whether you take into consideration the Ein Amino that's there as well. Gemara says, Amr Leh, he says no. Ida Nafal Barot of Racha, Hachanami. There are different types of sauce. There's some sauces which are very watery, which have no meat. If it was a Racha soft or a liquidy, watery, loose sauce, Hachanami, everyone would agree, you could say that the sauce can be Mavata, the meat, if it has 60. But Hacha b'Mayaskin, the case here is that Rav is talking about where he says you don't mean mevatel it. It's min b'mino in a bottle. It's berot of ava, where it's very thick meat and gravy and sauce. And Rashi explains where there are pieces of meat floating around in there. That's all considered meat. So when the sauce is so thick and full of pieces of meat, that's all mino. That's only min b'mino. That's all you have to deal with. Rava's case was, you have steak, non-kosher steak, kosher steak, and then there's very watery sauce without meat floating around, then you could view the sauce as being ein amino, and it could be mavatel, the non-kosher steak, if there's 60 times. Okay. Gemara now says, my kasavar. Now what's the understanding here? There's another debate, which the Gemara refers to as efshel sochto. What's efshel sochto? Sochto means schita, means to squeeze out. When you have something, milk that goes into a meat, so now that meat becomes usr. Do we view it, are you able to squeeze out that milk? And now can it be taken into consideration with everything else? Or do we say once the milk goes into the meat and usrs the meat, because it's not 60, anything that is squeezed out afterwards is always usr now. You can never rehabilitate it, you can never fix it. That's efshel sochto is usr. So if I, again, I put milk in my meat, my meat's usr. And now let's say I want to squeeze it out and mix it with other pieces of meat. So now there's going to be actually 60 times the meat or the milk. Do we allow that? It's efshel sochto's mutter, or once the milk was embedded in that meat, we no longer have the ability to mivato any milk that comes out of that. We'll look at the Gemara and the Rashi will explain this a little bit clearer.
The tam has no influence,
right? Once it has a, goes into the meat, it becomes usr, you can never fix that milk again. But let's look at Gemara and Rashi to make this clear. So the Gemara says, now my kasavar, what does he hold with regards to efshel sochto? I kasavar efshel sochto's mutter. If you hold that now, which squeezes out now, could still be mutter, and you could still be mevatel from the other pieces of meat. Chaticha amai nasis nevela. Why would you say chanan? Chanan means that's usher forever. It's always viewed as a nevela. Not true. If you efshel sochto's mutter, you could always squeeze it out and remove the usher milk, and now the meat is a fresh piece of meat again. So Allah, he must hold kisaver efshel sochto is usher. No, even if you try to extract the milk that was embedded in the meat, this meat is an avela forever. It's chal, as it's an avela, you can never fix this meat ever again. We'll finish the Gemara here, then we'll read Rashi. The Itamar said, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Amri, all of them hold, efshel sochto is aser. Even though you're able to squeeze out, extract the milk, it's aser forever. And Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Reish Lakish, those three Amaram hold, Damri, efshel sochto, mutter. So just look at Rashi to maybe make this clear. Rashi says, around seven lines up, Mai kasavar Rav be'efshel sochto. What's his position on that topic of efshel sochto? Be'isur shenivla beheter. If something usher, a piece of a drop of milk was absorbed in a davar heter, and like a piece of meat, that's kosher. V'nasim botam, and the milk gives flavor to the meat, so that meat is now usher. Now v'chazur bishul haheter hazeh im heter acher. Now you take this steak which has milk in it, and you now cook it with other pieces of meat that are heter. That milk is able to be extracted from chaticha A, which is now usr, and to be dispersed, to be mixed amongst the other ones that came in now. Now it's going to be mevatel. If you're able to view it as being extracted and being dispersed evenly, what is he holding that in that particular machlokas?
So we're not talking about the case, but the first case where the milk came into the chaticha, we're talking about the other chatichas that are mixed with the chaticha.
The first, the milk falls on the meat, that meat's usr. Now, right. Can we rehabilitate that?
You take it out. So the question is that the question on which one? Is that the one that we're arguing about, or that everybody agrees that you cannot take it out?
The case again is the milk falls on the meat, so the meat's usr now. Right. Am I able to take this meat, chaticha, and mix it with the other chatichas, which are all mutter? And now do we say, if it's mixed with other things, the milk that was initially in Chaticha A will be removed and then be evenly distributed throughout everything else, and now even Chaticha A will be mutter. That's efshel sochto. I can squeeze things, that's mutter. Or no, once Chaticha A had the didn't have the shishim, it became usher, there's no way of ever fixing this meat ever again. It's always usher, even after that point. So the Gemara says, let's read Rashi a little bit further. Now, ikasavar hutter gamma rishon, if you hold, that even the rishon can become fixed, efshel sochto mutter, mipnation niflat ha'isr mimenu, because the isr, the milk that was in there, is able to be extracted from the chaticha e, ulechachila hu da'asr. It's important to note, you can't do this lechachila. De'ein valen isr lechachila. You can't mevatel nisr. Let's say you hold efshes ochto is mukhtar. So I can't take a piece of meat that has milk in it and throw it into a huge pot of chulun and to be mevatel lichachila, because that you're not allowed to do. Ain mevatel nisr lichachila. I can't take an isr and to be mevatel lichachila, but b'diavad, if it happened, I'm able to eat it. But then that doesn't work. So the Gemara ends up saying that, so there's a machlokas here. It must be that he holds efshes ochto is aser, and that's why we say chaticha nasin nevela. It becomes a nevela, you can never fix it. So the Gemara now says four lines up from the bottom. The Savar Rav Efshel Sochto Aser. Does Rav really hold once milk imparts flavor into the meat, it's Aser forever, it's always an Avela? And even though it's Efshel Sochto, all that is still going to be Aser, you can never fix it? Does he really hold that way? V'har Yitmar, doesn't it tell us in the statement, Kazayis Basar Shenafel Toch Yor Shel Chalav? I've got a huge vat of milk, boiling milk, and Kazayis, the meat falls in. I take the meat out. What's the din of the meat? What's the din of the milk? So Amar Rav, Rav says, Basar, Asar, the Chalamutter. The meat is Asar because the meat certainly has flavor from the milk in it. So I have a kazais of meat, fell into a huge vat of milk. There's certainly milk within the meat. The meat's Asar. But with regards to the Chalav is actually Mutter. So he asks the Gemara, Vishakadaitach Efshel Sochto is Asar. If you were to hold that when something becomes Asar once, and anything that you can never fix it, even if you could squeeze out the milk or meat, it's Asar forever. So then, says the Gemara, Chalav Amai Mutter. Why is that vat of milk mutter? The meat fell into the vat of milk. Why is that milk mutter? Chalav Nevelahu. Isn't that a Nevela? Rashi explains on the very top line of Kuf Ches Amid Beis. Chalav Amai Mutter. Hare Chalav Me'at Shenivla Bebasar. So what happened? A little milk went inside the meat, that Kazayis meat that fell in. And now that meat became Nasis Nevela. Sharei Neser. So now that meat is a Nevela while it's floating around that boiling vat. Now when that milk that was embedded in the meat, which is now bas b'chav, it now gets shot out. It now imparts flavor back into the vat of meat, vat of milk rather. B'shar chalav, havle minu mino, and chalav aser b'chalav heter. Right, what happens is milk goes into the meat, and then while it's boiling, it comes out of the meat. So it went into the meat, became aser. Now as it comes out, it's a davar iser now, because it's bas b'chav, and now it gets mixed with the rest of the milk. Ah, the milk vat is huge, and only a little bit of milk comes out of the meat, but it's min b'mino lo aser. So the rest of the milk should be aser as well, if in fact Rav really holds, efshel sochto is aser. So Gemara says, li olam kesavar Rav, efshel sochto aser. You're right. Really holds that efshel sochto is always aser. When something becomes aser nevela, you can never fix it. So how come when the kazayis of meat fell into the vat of milk, the milk is mutter? Shouldn't we say the milk that comes out of the meat, which is a bas b'chav, shouldn't it aser the rest of the vat of milk, the yorah shachalav? Shiny hasam. There is different, the Gemara says. Damar Kura, the Pasuk says, lo sivashel gedi b'chali v'mo. Gedi aser Torah v'lo chalav. This is a chid, we don't hold this way. But it's lo sivashel gedi. Don't cook gedi in chalav. The subject of the conversation here is the gedi. Don't cook gedi. The chalav happens to be that aser the gedi. But the chalav doesn't become aser. Meaning bas b'chalav, according to this havamina, is only that the gedi is aser, but chalav doesn't become aser, which is a chiddush, and the Gemara is going to reject that. So the Gemara says, really? V'savar Rav, gedi aser Torah v'lo chalav? Does he really hold this way, that the gedi becomes aser, but chalav doesn't become aser? No one holds that way. He's going to bring a proof that both chalav and basar are both aser. V'ha'itmar, it says in the following statement, the chati gezayis basar, the chati gezayis chalav, if you have a half a gezayis of basar, and half a kazayis of chalav, shebishlim zemza, you mix them together, you cook them together. So what's the din? Amar Rav, Rav says, loke al chilasa, you get a malchus because you need a kazayis. There's a half a kazayis chalav, half a kazayis basar, that meets the meat, mitzarif. It comes together as a kazayis, yichayv achila. The ain loke al bishula, you don't get an iser for baking them together. We'll see why that is a little bit later. Now, if Rav really holds that there's only an iser with respect to the basar, but there's no iser with respect to the milk, so achila myloka chati shirhu, half a basar. So it must be really holds that they're both aser. Ela liolam kasava Rav chalav nami aser. Really holds even the chalav is aser. And mehachav b'mayaskin, what's the case here? So how come back to the case of the yora? The basar falls in, and the milk goes into the basar, comes out of the basar into the chalav. Shouldn't it all be aser because min b'mino ain't a bato? Gemara says, no, that case, mehachav b'mayaskin, kigon shenafel atoch yora rosachas. It's a boiling yora. So what's the big deal? When something's boiling, the way it works is only able to do one direction, either to absorb or to extract. But can't do both at the same time. It's too busy. So demivla bala mifla lapalip. The basar is able to absorb milk, but while it's absorbing milk, it doesn't have the ability to also start imparting taste back into the milk. It's only going one direction, and that's why the basar remains asr, but the milk is untouched. Gemara said, but sof, kinayach, hadar palat. Eventually, the vat's going to stop boiling, and it's going to settle, allowing the meat now to extract all the milk, the asr milk. Gemara says, it's a case where kishakidim visilka, you put it in your hand or whatever, a ladle, you scooped out the meat before it was able to stop boiling, in which case it only absorbed the meat, the milk only was absorbed in the meat, but it didn't go the other direction.
So everybody agrees that the milk is mixed with the pasta.
Yeah.
Right.
The only machlokas we have right now is whether the bishul. Right. If chati chalav and chati basar, why is there no iser bishul by that? Is that a mitzar? Isn't that mitzar by a?
Right.
So the Gemara is going to address that right now. So Gemara says gufa halfway down the Amud here. Chati zayis basar v'chati zayis chalav shebishlan ze emze. Amar Rav lokal chila. So like we saw, you get malchus because you've eaten a full kazayis v'ain a lokal bishula, but you don't get malchus for the bishul. So that's a very strange thing. Manavshach. So even starfinon abishul nami lilka, if you hold it as a tziruf, so even by cooking there should be an iser, you have a kazayis there. Ilom and starfinon, if we're not able to match up the milk and the meat, so then achila nami lilka, there shouldn't be an iser malchus on eating as well. And the Gemara says liolam lomit starfe. Really, we don't allow a tziruf between the basar and chalav. Each one individually has a kazayis would be aser, but to have half of this and half of that is not mitzarif. So how come you're getting an iser on the? We understand now why there's no iser bishul. Because you only have half of each one independently. But how come you're getting an iser on the achila shebo? So the Gemara explains, ubeba miyora gedolit, where it came from a larger vat here of milk. So what's the relevance? So look at Rashi here. Rashi explains, li'olam, it's right around where we are in the Gemara actually, li'olam lo mitstarfi. Li'olam lo mitstarfi, la'asos iser elam kein, hayabam mitchila kishir. We can only create an iser if there was initially a kazayis of basar, and initially a kazayis of chalav. B'chi amar Rav lokal chilasa. So then, if there's only half a kazayis of each, so why is there an iser achila? If we don't have the kazayis that we need of each one independently. So the Gemara explains, Rashi quotes, Sheba miyora gedola comes from a huge vat. Ulit stodin amar Rav lemilsa. He says in parts, meaning, ach chatzi zayis basar, v'chatzi zayis chalav, haba miyora gedola, shin is basha bashir, mizeh mizeh. So it came, a half a basar. It was a vat that was already basar chalav. It was mixed together, a huge vat of milk, chunks of meat in it, so there's plenty of kazaisim floating around. So now you take from that huge mixture a half of milk, half a kazais of milk, and half a kazais of meat. So now it's nesu lok al chilasa sheachal shir shalom iser ashal shemecha. Because we view that whole mixture as really one unit because they were all cooked together. But when it says ein lok al bishulo, you don't get malchus on baking it, dim bishel chati zais basar. Not part of a vat. You have a piece of meat here, and you have a chatzi, kazayis of chalav over here, and then you bake them together, that we don't mitzarif together. That's not, the second case of bishul is not where it comes from a yorah gedola, only the achil is where it comes from a yorah gedola. Okay. It's interesting, Rashi, just a technical Rashi. Rashi points out, I mentioned this earlier, Rashi says towards the top here, he tells you, how do you figure out the kazayis of chalav? Kazayis of meat, I understand, it's a physical, but how do you calculate liquid? It's hard to get a kazayis. He just tells you the, what? So, you know, he says water displacement. He says, based on brought down in the Shulchan Aruch here, you put, a drop of kazayis in milk, let it go up, and that tells you how much a kazayis is.
So in this case, it's asur to eat once he did the bishul, which was mutar, but after that it becomes all one.
No, the bishul was, it's two different cases here. The achila is talking about a case where you have a huge vat of milk and meat cooking together.
Case,
of what, bishul?
Even in this case, okay, so bishul is butter because they're two separate items.
Right.
Once he does the bishul, the achila is also asur because they become all one.
No, they have to come because they only an isra achila if there was an isra bishul initially. So there is a discussion, an interesting discussion in the Achronim, how we view the three Isurim. We know it says, Lo Tzav Ashel Gdi B'chali V'mel three times in the Torah, Isra Achila, Isra Bishul, Isra Hana. So there's a Kesef Mishnah, and I think Hilchos Na'ara Murasa maybe, it's found in a strange place in the Rambam, where he uses that, he says, the Isra Bishul is a Siag lest it come to the Isra Achila. Meaning the real Isra of a Bas B'chav is eating it. But Bishul is simply an offense that you shouldn't come to eating it. It's one of the, Rav Yosef Engel has a famous list in Lekach Tov of Siyagim Deraisa, where the Torah itself creates Siyagim. One of them is Bishul. According to Kesef Mishnah, Bishul is not an Isser in its own right, it's simply a Siyag, lest it come to eating. So we see there's a very strong connection between the Bishul and the Achila Shabbat.
So in this case, he would be Patru even with Achila.
I would think so, yeah.
Wow. Even there, though it becomes all one.
Yeah.
Becomes, okay,
I believe so. I could be wrong. I believe so.
Itself, no?
No, according to Kesem Mishnah, he says.
Until now, we've been learning visuals.
We didn't discuss.
Rashi was pretty.
I'm not sure if Rashi. There are many Achim who say that Bishul in its own right is certainly Usr.
And didn't the first Rashi over here that said that is two different. That's what he said specifically, two things. It was Bishul and it was.
Yeah, there's Derech Bishul.
Separate
Isser. Yeah, no, certainly, but that Isser, the nature of the Isser could still be a Siag. I'm not sure if it's necessary to prove it. You could prove that, but I don't know.
But I'm sorry. When it says gufa chati chati zayit basar ve chati zayit chalav shebishlam imze amar lokal achilato ve no lokal bishlo, right? So this is a case where he took it from a big kedera.
Well, no, again, on the achila part it came from a big kedera. On the bishop part it came from
so
separate
you're
pieces.
About two separate cases.
Rashi let's stun them. Rashi let's stun two different cases. Achila's yeah. Fine. So then the Gemara says that's all according to Shitas Rav. Comes along Levi. The Gemara says Levi Amar Af Lokal Bishulo. Even Malkus you get for Bishul. Even though it's half a kazayis for meat and half a kazayis of milk, you can mitzdarif them. And it says further, V'chein Tani Levi B'Masisin K'shem Shelokal Achilasa Kach Lokal Bishula. So we see that there's a strong connection between Bishul and Achila. And Ube'ez a Bishul Amr, which type of Bishul are we referring to? Bishul She'achem Ochlen Osa Machmas Bishul. Something that makes it, brings it to an edible state. That's how Bishul, that's how cooked it has to be. But if it wasn't cooked, it wasn't edible yet, it will just cook for a few minutes, that won't make it edible, so then there would not be an Isser of Bishul. We're going to get into more details in the parak later on, what qualifies as Bishul, and it's Tzli, and there's Kli Rishon, and Kli Sheni, all those different halakhas are very relevant for Bas B'chav. They come up all the time, these types of questions. How hot it has to be. Tatagvar, I know whether the bottom is hot or the top is hot. That's fine. So then the Gemara says, "Afshilo soch to atzmo tanaihi." So we discussed before in Amud Aleph, we had a big machlokas amaroim whether afshilo soch to is aser or afshilo soch to is mutter. We lined the three amaroim up against three other amaroim. The Gemara is telling us the truth is it's really a machlokas tanaim. It dates back earlier in history that two tanaim argued this point here. So the Gemara explains what's this machlokas disanya. The Braisa tells us that tipas cholov shenofla al chaticha. A drop of milk falls on a piece of meat. Kevin shenit natam bechaticha. Once it imparts some flavor to that piece of meat, hachaticha atzma nasis nevela. We view that now as being a nevela. And oseres kol chaticha. So now it asks everything else. Kulan mipnei shein mina because they're all the same min. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda because min b'mino according to Rabbi Yehuda is lo bato. So once this nevela becomes aser, once this meat becomes aser, it has a din of nevela. You can never fix it again because he holds again. Efshel sochto is aser. You can't rehabilitate it. Chacham omrim no. Achetitein tam birotav ubekipo bechatichos. No, that flavor can be overwhelmed and bottled not only by that meat, by other meats that are there and other sauces and other things that are floating around, because he holds Efshel sochto is actually going to be mutter. Just look at Rashi to make that clear. Rashi three wide lines down. Chacham omrim achetitein tam. Kataka daitach, the havimina here is the atipa kaima, it's referring to the drop of milk. Achi yehei ba kadei liten tam bakulam. That milk only asers if it's up against all the other meats that are there. Ein kanisser. Afu b'chaticha rishonim ibnei shuchozer v'nischap. I mean, even though the milk initially fell on that piece of meat, that meat's aser, if I combine other things to it, more sauce and more potatoes, I can, efshel sochta, I could extract the milk and say it's going to be mutter. So this is a machlokis tanayim. B'diyeva, you can never mevat on isel chachila.
Let's say the meat falls on the piece of meat and it's already everything is there. You're not allowed to mix it up.
So that Gemara is going to talk about how mixing works. So is it mixing? Was it covered? Was it shaken? So right now we're assuming everything was stationary, and then you put some meat on top of it, which was not allowed, but or someone accidentally put meat on top of it.
Or you didn't realize it, and afterwards you remember that.
Right. Okay. So Gemara is now going to discuss the various details around this machlokas. So that's the initial machlokas. And then Amar Rebbe comes along and says, Niran divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'shelo nir v'shelo kisa. Rebbe thinks Rabbi Yehuda's correct that everything becomes aser in a situation where you didn't shake it and you also didn't cover it. We'll see what that means as well. And then he holds v'divrei chacham. I think like chacham is mutter b'shenir v'kisa when you shook it and when you moved everything around. Right? Rabbi Yehuda was, everything was stationary. So you just look at the milk up against the chaticha, and it's aser. Now this aser, and now aser everything else. Chacham hold, if you covered it, which allows movement, or you shook it, which allows movement, so that's when you say the milk is up against everything that's there. So that's how he feels. They're not arguing. They're two different scenarios of whether you move the milk around or the milk remains stationary on that meat. So Gemara now is going to clarify a little bit more. We can't go through everything because it goes deep into the next daf, but we'll do a little bit at least. So Gemara wants to understand this. Milo niyer v'lo kisa. When we said, when Rebbe said, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that Rebbe Yehuda holds that chaticha becomes aser, and it's a situation where you didn't shake it and you didn't cover it. Ne'ilema lo niyer klal v'lo kisa klal. If it wasn't shaken at all, it wasn't covered at all. Mivla bala, mivla lapalit. So what's the question here? So then, it was absorbed in that milk, but at the same time, if it was never mixed around, it can't impart to other things either around it. Right? If we're talking about it, it stayed stationary the whole time. Nothing moved. And the milk falls on the chaticha, that chaticha is aser. But if you never shook it, if you never covered it, nothing was able to expand to anywhere else. So everything,
take it out,
and everything else remains mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only does that chaticha become aser, but everything else becomes aser as well. How to get everywhere else if it wasn't shaken, if it wasn't covered? So the Gemara says it must be then, Ella lo nir betchila el basof. Lo kisa betchila el basof. Initially, it was only on the chaticha, so only that chaticha became aser. After it settled into that chaticha, then you covered it. Then you shook it. Now it created an iser in the entire kedera, and that's when Rabbi Yehuda says everything else becomes aser as well. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amai, but why? Habala v'hapalit. It absorbed, and then it extracted. Then should you say the milk that was in that chaticha now was evenly dispersed and going to be mutter and bato? It must be kasavar efsha sochto aser. Once you establish that chaticha is aser, you cannot extract it. Trying to extract it, it doesn't help. It's aser. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Mechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda savar, that implies that Rabbi Yehuda holds kinir mitchila v'atzof, or kisa mitchila v'atzof, if you were to shake it right away. If you were to cover right away, so the moment the milk falls in, you shake it so it gets evenly distributed throughout the whole kedera, aser, it's going to be aser as well. Amai halo balaklal. If you shook it, it's not going to be absorbed at all. It's going to be mixed with everything else. And the Gemara says, no, ema lo near yafa yafa lo kisa yafa yafa. The situation where you didn't mix it well, the situation where you didn't cover it well, in which case it didn't get evenly distributed, and we only view it as being on top of that particular meat. So on that meat, it became aser, and then afterwards, when you shook it, it was able to get distributed amongst everything else to aser the entire pot.
He's saying that what that at the beginning it fell right, and then he mixed it afterwards. That's the
Havamin or whatever. That was the answer. So then the Gemara asks, right, it fell, everything was stationary, fell, aser.
It stayed for a while.
Let's say 2 minutes, it became aser.
He shook it.
Now that acid everything else.
Right, because he holds that you're not allowed to.
Exactly.
To take it out.
So now the Gemara says, look at the top of, we'll look at this Rashi to explain this question. The Gemara says, Rashi says rather, Parchino, they asked, Mechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, it implies that even when you shake it in the beginning, Rabbi Yehuda would aser as well. It sounds like the way Rabbi Yehuda presents this,
it's aser. Rabbi who presents Rabbi Yehuda.
So it sounds like even when it was shook in the beginning, it's still going to be aser. But if it was shaken in the beginning, it should be evenly distributed. It should be bato.
Right,
so the Gemara said, no, it was when it was shaken, not in a well. It wasn't good. It was shook a little bit.
If he would have been down at the beginning,
he would agree.
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan agree that
exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly. Okay, so we'll stop here.